How to find remote jobs? The most asked questions in my DMs, LinkedIn, YouTube comments, everywhere. I have been working remotely ever since I graduated. I've always worked remotely, changed my life coming from India. And you get to work with global companies, you get a very competitive pay. But now things are changing with AI. You know how people are getting hired. And in this video, I'm going to share with you where to find remote jobs, some of the best practices to keep in mind, and some of the things that you might have missed, and my personal sort of like tips for you to land a role. And it'll be a very nice to the point video. So if you have any questions still left after the video, let me know in the comment section below and let's get started. Very excited. Okay, two ways to find jobs, right? Job boards, LinkedIn and Hacker News and whatnot, all these job boards, companies are going to post their roles. Take an example. Let's say you want to work at Google, you go to the Google career page, and there are so many websites like that. But it's very hard to keep track. And the thing is that when these big tech companies post it on socials and their careers page, like, hey, we are hiring, then a lot of people apply. So your resume has to be top tier. You don't even know if your resume will be seen by a real person, you know, because there's the ATS test. Sometimes the resume gets filtered automatically. So, which is why people are like, hey, I applied to this role, I don't even hear back. Sometimes they say, I applied for this role and I got rejected instantly. Like in just 5 minutes, I got a rejection email. So, there are a bunch of, you know, obviously, there are careers pages that you can apply to. One tip that I would give you if you're applying for big tech is apply with a referral. So I'll share with you at the end of this video how to get a referral. But when you apply with a referral, your resume has a higher chance of getting shortlisted. I got this tip from my Google recruiter when I got an offer from Google. But yeah, that's one. What I want to talk about is something different. I want to talk about the places where you need to look for remote jobs. I want to talk about my experience. But before that, I want to show you how you can essentially automate this process of finding jobs from different websites and tracking all the places that you have applied, you know, the jobs for. And it's super easy to do it now in the age of AI. So let me show you what I mean. So this is what the Replit dashboard looks like. I can create a new project. Here I'm going to use a skill that is going to do a deep research because I want to source information from multiple websites. I want to build a website. I can click on the plan button to give it an instruction to give me a plan first and then build the website. And this is a big natural prompt that I have just added. So create a website, do the deep research, send in the prompt. It's going to build the front end, back end, key flows. One cool thing is that you can see it's spinning up multiple agents in parallel. So one agent is going to work on the back end. Another agent C is going to build the scraper, the routes. Another agent is going to build the database. And it's basically going to take a few minutes to do it. So this took around 6 minutes, as you can see. Cost me just $1. And this is like all the integrations and stuff that you can add as well. So authorization, secrets, databases, monitoring. This was built in just one single prompt. Lastly, you can chat with the UI as well. Like I'm going to be like, hey, change the title to Job Scraper instead of Scraper Dashboard. And when I press that, interactively using the canvas, it changes it to Job Scraper. So that is pretty cool. If you want it to be more complex, you can select a higher effort. For power, you can basically select higher models and you can ask it follow-up questions. So I'm asking it to redo the UI. So I'm like, hey, don't change any backend, but just redo the UI to make it more like premium and stuff. So I gave it that prompt in English. Again, just two simple prompts, and that should take like a few minutes. Here on the right-hand side, you can see the code base that I can work with as well if you want to manually do it. 6 minutes it took, around $1.8, and I can share this link with my friends if they want to code alongside with me or vibe code alongside with me. So that took just two prompts, less than $3, and it was able to build me this website. I click on scrape now, and it should have scraped sources for me, like Hacker News and stuff, and 166 jobs. So this was done in just two simple prompts. You can be more technical about it. You can be like, hey, I want to add what kind of roles I'm looking, only scrape those roles, this area, only remote jobs, only in-person jobs, this salary. So as you can see, it did all of this in just two simple prompts. I can obviously, you know, track these, as you can see, using the track button. I can click on track, this one, track this one, and track this one, let's say, for example. And I can filter it accordingly as well, like the sources. Let's say I want to see Hacker News. So these are all the jobs that are live on Hacker News. It's given the date as well. See, June 9th. I can see this over here. As you can see, YC company, track that. And then I can go to my tracker and I can move it to like applied and interviewing and offer and then completed and whatnot. Cool. Another cool thing is like it shows me the analytics. And also it shows me my profile, so I can add in my resume text, my core skills, so it can match me to the jobs, right? Compare my profile data and match me to the jobs. I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so that was pretty cool. You can check out the links in the description below to get started with Replit for free. My other tip that I would like to give you, and you can edit the project, you know, to add this functionality as well, is you have to be involved in the community. If I take an example of cloud, for example, right, or DevOps and cloud and whatever, you are active in this industry, you want to get a role as a DevOps engineer or something like that, site reliability, Kubernetes developer, so, you know, something like that. What I would recommend is be involved in the cloud industry. Go to the events that are happening in these industries, like KubeCon, Open Source Summit, and, you know, these are the major big events, DevOps days, Kubernetes community days. So get involved in these communities, get involved as a contributor. The reason is these big conferences are sponsored by companies. So when you go on the website, you will find these companies sponsoring these conferences. And where they're, when they're putting so much money in the conferences, it's you can check out like, okay, this new company has sponsored a startup tier, and you can reach out to them like, hey, I saw you're sponsoring, or just go meet them at the booth and ask them like, hey, do you have any roles open? Some quick tips that I would give you is don't just go to a booth and say, hey, I want to get hired at your company. Actually show some empathy. They're at the booth to talk to you as well. So tell them about like, hey, I saw your project and this is what I've worked on, highly relevant to what you're doing. And I work with this company. I contributed to this project. I see you working with Kubernetes. I've been a release person, like I've taken part in the release lead. I've contributed to Kubernetes. I've contributed to this project in this domain, and I think I can bring value. And then pitch yourself like, hey, I saw you have some job boards on your website. And do this for all the companies you find interesting at the booth. Because these are like smaller companies compared to, you know, hyperscalers, at least you have a chance of being seen. And then whether you get a job or not, it's up to you whether you clear the interview, right? But the most important thing is getting your foot in the door. So that is what I would recommend. Figure out which industry you're involved in. Go to the events, see what companies are sponsoring, talk to them, and talk to people. So that's one. And how do you get hired in the age of AI? I think gone are the days when someone will be hired because this person does better Java than this person, because, you know, now AI can do it. Be a generalist. So know, you know, something about everything and everything about something, the pie shape learning. Have a sort of like a strategic business mindset as well to grow the tool, rather than just saying I can add this feature. You should know why this feature needs to be added, how this will scale, what other competitors are doing. This is what I will do. Use AI to your advantage to make yourself more productive. It's fine to use AI. Don't worry about it. It is here. People are using it, but use it to your advantage. You can get so much time back with AI that you can use to, you know, problem solve. There are so many problems in this world, right? So we need to solve that. The next thing I want to talk about is how to get a referral. If you slide into someone's DM, I get this a lot. Hey, can I get a referral? This is my name and this is what I do. Most of the time people would not do it, because think about it. If I don't know someone and I refer them and they mess up, then, you know, my credibility is going down. If you know, that's obvious. What I would recommend is lead by example. Say that, hey, I've been following you. This is what I see you work at this company. This is what I find interesting. This is my work experience. These are all the things that I've done. And I would be open to chatting more about this role. If you're interested, send them a calendar link and send them an agenda. And also then say, hey, now, you know, if you're open to, you know, sort of like referring me, I think that works great. So show that you have done some homework, some research, rather than just saying, hey, I want a referral. Most people would not mind giving you a referral if you have done that much research. And that is what I would recommend. Lastly, I would say apply and be patient. You will get a lot of rejections. That is okay. I have gotten a lot of rejections as well when I was a student, when I was just starting out. So that is totally fine. Do not worry about it. Everything happens for a reason. There's something better waiting for you. Sometimes things need to fall apart to make way for better things. So that was it about this video. Good luck. Let me know which next event you're going to. That's the best advice I can give you. Okay, go out there, network with people, go to events, check out which companies are being sponsored, the event, talk to them, be kind, be empathetic, help others when you do get a role, reach out to your friends, and be active. While you are searching for jobs, I would say be active, contribute to open source, write blogs, create content, help others, give talks at conferences. There's so many things you can do. Take part in hackathons, go to vmakedevs.org. We do so many hackathons. Be active while you are job hunting is my other recommendation. Freelance, you can do so many things, and that's it. So let me know in the comments which event you're going to next, which hackathon, what you're going to do next. I want to see, and I will see you in the next one. And also sign up to Replit and build some cool stuff. And yeah, have fun. Bye.